Hello, my name is Aviva Feiner. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Tes Vav 15, and it is very exciting to be back with you who were with us for the previous Perek. And in the previous Perek, we discussed Rav Hirsch, who describes how in the David HaMelech is telling us how the enemies of Hashem will fail. And it moves very, very smoothly that we move on to the next Perek, where David HaMelech tells us, what are the qualities required by somebody who wants his life to be one who dwells with Hashem? Mizmar le David. This is a song of David. Mi agor ba'alecha. He is asking the question, who will dwell in your tent? Mi yishkon b'har kachecha. Who will be on your holy mountain? We have a number of different mefarshim who describe the differences between these two different places, which clearly both describe being with Hashem, being close to Hashem. Mitzudas David tells us, Mi agor ba'ohalecha. What is the ohel? The zehu beis hamigdash. This has to be the beis hamigdash, because that is the ultimate tent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else, there's nothing greater. Radak tells us, Mi agor ba'ohalecha. Ohalecha heim hashamayim. The ohel is the heavens, and that's the ohel because it covers the whole world. And Har Kadshecha hu Har HaMoriah, Shesham beis hamigdash. That's the place of the beis hamigdash. Because this is the most holy place in the world. The Radak gives us one other option. He says, it's talking about who will dwell with their neshama ha'elyona. Your neshama will be shochein in these holy places above, if you really follow in Hashem's ways. Either way, anyway, we're talking about it. We're talking about who will dwell in the classic sanctified places of Hashem, be it the Beis HaMikdash, be it Har HaMoriah, be it Shamayim, Achris HaYamim, after we die, like the Radak says, or Rav Hirsch says very beautiful, the Ohel is the wandering sanctuary of the Jew. It's our exile, it's Gullus. Our own shuls remind us that we pine for a permanent sanctuary in Yerushalayim, so that every single shul that we're in represents, the Ohel represents that aspect of a not permanent place. Again, David HaMelech is asking, in any of these places, who would be there? Who would be the person worthy of dwelling in the Beis HaMikdash, or dwelling in Olam Haba, or any place else in between? And he moves on to tell us a very famous verse, the Holech Tamim, the person who walks in a way that is tam, that is pure. And I thought when I saw this word that we had to go back to our Torah HaKadosha and just look at where it shows up in its first times. Avraham Avinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bereishis, His Halech Lefanai Veyei Tamim, walk before me and be tamim. Be perfect, pure. We know that Yaakov Avinu is called Tam. He is the Ish Tam, Yoshev O'alim. He is, in a certain sense, Tam is reflected as simple, and we're going to see why in a minute. And then finally, I would like to go to a famous verse in Shoftim, in the Sefer Devarim, Yudches, Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. Be Tamim with Hashem, your God. And there we get an understanding of what a Tamim is, to be Tamim in your faith in God. Rashi says, Lo tachkor achar asidos. Do not worry, Rashi, that's there in Devarim. Do not worry about what will be in the future. You're completely entrusted. So I said earlier that this could be translated as Tam, as simple, but it's a person who's not concerned. The Ramban says, Shamim bilibo, to affect my life, but I should believe in my heart that the possibility to affect my life belongs to Hashem alone and nobody else. So that this kind of person is the kind of person who dwells in Hashem's tent and on Hashem's mountain. It is the Holech Tamim. It's the one who walks in every aspect of his life in a Tamim. Eben Ezra says here on our Pasuk, Tamim, he is Tamim in his Einav and his Varav, in what he sees and what he speaks about. And that's why we have V'dover Emes Poel Tzedek, he does good. V'dover Emes Bilvavo, and he always speaks true words. So that in this Pasuk, this Tamim is also somebody who is consistent with who he is. He's somebody who is Tocho Kabaro, inside like his outside. He is always who he's supposed to be. And that all he does is L'Shem Shamayim. Everything he does is L'Shem Shamayim. And certainly if you are a person who lives L'Shem Shamayim, the Al-Sheikh says, then you are tamim. You are not full of yourself. You are not pursuant of all physical pleasures on a constant basis. And you are not somebody who is going to be running after money incessantly, po'el tzedek. You're going to do righteousness in your life. You're going to do what you need to do. You're going to follow what you need to follow. And what is in your heart, dover emes bilvavo, what is in your heart is what you do. That's the tzmimus. Says the Malbim Haskamat Halev im mashahu motzi bisvatav, that his heart is consistent, his lips, I'm sorry, are consistent with what he feels in his heart. And we're going to move on to his lips. Lo ragal al lashono, he is not like the meraglim al lashono. Okay, so to be somebody who is ragal al lashono is somebody who speaks words of evil or of lashon hara, we could say. And certainly Rav Hirsch tells us that we're talking about being a person who's morally has moral integrity. Lo ragal al lashono, we talk about how you behave between one and another. And in fact, Rav Hirsch points out how beautiful it is that when it comes to the first qualifications as to who is going to dwell in Hashem's tents, we're talking about the person who knows how to behave with other people. That's what we're gonna start out with. And Radak says here, Lo ragal al lashono, he says that so many sins are with the lashon when it comes to me and other people, when it comes to cursing, when it comes to speaking true words, when it comes to speaking lashon hara. Yetze ra gadol mimenu, so much can come out from that lashon. The person who wants to dwell in Hashem's house is not involved in any of those things. So definitely lo asa l're'ehu ra'a. He would never do anything bad to any of his friends. He is somebody who is characterized, Rav Hirsch says, by control of self and sanctification of Hashem's name. And cherpa lo nasa al krovo. And he doesn't carry, Rashi says, cherpa lo nasa al krovo, that even if his friends do something that is not correct, he would never cover up for his friends. He would still just stay honest. He would try to be kind to them and good to them, but would never do something illegal and would never cover up. He won't carry the shame of his friend and do something he shouldn't do. That's Rashi. But I want to read to you Rav Hirsch. He just says, morality, honesty, and truthfulness are the threefold requirement which is needed to be in the sanctuary of God. And it naturally follows that our lives outside the house of the Lord must in no way conflict with those requirements. That's what it's all about, okay? So be it, says Rav Hirsch, if I'm in the house of God or if I'm outside of the house of God, this is what I need to be all the time. I need to be somebody who is not living in the world of moral depravity, just using Rav Hirsch's term again, but rather a world of moral integrity, that I'm looking to always do what's right because I am that tamim. I'm that tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. And if you really are somebody who trusts and walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're consistent inside and out, you're never going to speak badly against your friends. You're never going to do bad to one another. You're going to see very clearly that every person is B'Tzelem Elokim and Hashem created everybody. And therefore, I'm going to work incessantly on being that kind of person who will always be a pleasant person and a wonderful person to be with. That is, again, going back to Pasuk Aleph, Miyagra Ba'alacha Miyishkon Ba'ar Kodshecha, who is going to dwell in the house of Hashem? Who's going to dwell in the house of Hashem? David HaMelech says elsewhere, Miyale Bahar Hashem, who's going on Hashem's mountain? Nikika Paimu Bar Levov, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. So he's consistent with himself throughout. That being this moral and ethical person, you are the person who's going to go up on Hashem's mountain. Nivze be'einavim us, we're going now to Pasuk Dalet. Nivze be'einav Nim'as says Rashi. We always start with Rashi, but there are many different interpretations on these words. Nivze be'einav nim'as. Mishu nivze berish aso. Nim'as be'einav shel tzadik. Somebody who is just despicable in their wickedness, that the einayim of the tzaddik can barely look at. And he mentions Chizkiyo here and what he did with the bones of his father. Nivze be'einav nim'as. We could also say, Adam hanivze hu hanimas be'einav, the person who's embarrassed, who does embarrassing things, I can't stand. However, we also have the other mefarshim that comment, and I'm just going to turn my page to get to my notes on this one. I'm sorry for the rustle, but the Alshuk says that in his own eyes, he looks at himself and he finds fault. He knows who he is, and he looks. He looks at himself as the Mishnah tells us, "Hishtakel b'shlosh avadarim ve'inata b'li de avera." If you look at three things, you'll never sin. Know where you come from, know where you're going, and before whom you are going to give your ultimate justness. Nizev einav nimas, says the Alshach. V'sirei Hashem yechabed. He will honor the fact that he fears Hashem, but himself he doesn't think too much about. But that's not the classic understanding. Classic understanding is that the tzaddik disdains people who do the things that are shameful in the eyes of God. V'yasirei Hashem yichabed, but those who fear Hashem, he will honor. And Rav Hirsch just says so eloquently, he disdains evil even if he sees it clothed in glitter and wealth and high society. Yirei Hashem yichabed. He will honor those who fear Hashem, even if they're clothed in beggar's rags. He is prioritized. He doesn't honor the glitz and the glamour. He doesn't honor the fake and the easily smashable and breakable and disappearing. He honors Yirei Hashem Yechabed. He honors those who truly show Yirah Shamayim. He honors those who trust in Hashem. That's who I honor. My husband had said recently in a drasha, you know, who's on your wall? Who do you respect? Who do you look up to? Who do you talk about? The person who wants to be in Hashem's tent would never paste on their wall pictures of people who represent the moral depravity of America in so many ways. But rather, Yirei Hashem Yechabed, we have tzaddikim. Chasidim on our walls, and we look at them and we daven for them each day and we say v'simchalkenu imahem. I wish I was like them. Nivze be'einav nimas v'sirei Hashem yichabe. Nishba lehara v'lo yamir. Fantastic words. He swore to do bad and he is not going to break his oath. What does this mean here? He swore to do bad and he's not going to break his oath? How do we understand this? Nishba lehara, says Rashi. Le'atmo, he swears to do bad to himself. He swears to hurt himself? How do we understand that? Metzudas David says, to actually afflict himself? That's what it means? That what he really swears on himself, he swears that he will not overindulge. He swears that he will not take on in life. In this sense of lihara, we're understanding here that he's saying that I'm going to deprive myself a little bit. I'm not going to have everything in this world. And I'll be okay. I don't need to have it all. And I'll stick by it. And I'll stick with it. Nishma, lihara v'lo yamir. I will stick with my principles. I will stick to being a person that doesn't spoil themselves to overindulge. And finally, again, going with the words of the Alshach, who says so much of who we are personally really has to do with how we deal with our attitude towards money. And therefore, David HaMelech goes straight into that discussion in the next pasuk. Kaspo lo nasa baneshach. He never lent money at interest. What else? V'shochar al naki lo lakach. He never took any bribes and he never accepted a bribe against the innocent. He never did anything to try to absolve him of something he did wrong by taking, you know, smearing a judge or something like that to bend the justice, says Rashi. Ose ele lo yimot l'olam. If you live this kind of life, you'll never shake. And Rashi says, lo yimot l'olam, he'll never shake. Im yimot emotos omote l'olam. Even if you shake a little, which is so encouraging, it won't be forever. So even if you shake a little bit, and sometimes we know sheva yupol tzaddik makam, the tzaddik falls sometimes, but he will get up. Rav Hirsch says, even if he wavers in his life and has a hard time, he will not waver forever because he's a tzaddik. He lives a pure life. His hands are clean. He is the yashar and the tamim. These are the ones that David HaMelech tells us can live in the tents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can ascend on his mountain. Should be for all of us with bracha and hatzlacha. Thank you for studying together. L'ilu nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.